Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your dad.
What up, everybody? Yeah.
Because I'm your dad.
I'm your daddy. I'm your dad. I'm your daddy. So check it out. I am back on the radio. And this is a test show. So shut the fuck up. Basically, this is the shut the fuck up show. So shut the fuck up. I did not even plan on doing this show. I didn't even have a blog talk until just about 10 minutes ago. And rumors are carried out by haters, spread by fools, and accepted by idiots. Repeat that with me. Rumors are carried by haters, spread by fools, and accepted by idiots. Which one of those are you? I would like to know. Are you all three? Are you a hater, a fool, and an idiot? Or just one of the two? Or are you two of the three? Oh, I'm sure when it comes to Ricky Hot Rock, you are at least one of the three. So, yeah, let's talk about Ricky Hot Rock today for a little bit. And happy 4th of July, by the way. Happy 4th of July. Happy Independence Day, everybody. Yeah. Ricky has been banned from WU. He's been banned for a while. Such a sad, sad story. What's going on? Can't Ricky come back and play? Can't Ricky come back and play? Does Ricky gotta stay quarantined like the coronavirus in his home, no play. So I got banned because I had a no contact clause with Rook the Duke. So anyway, this Rook fool makes a scene about suicide. I don't care for suicide. I actually made scenes in the game about how bullies cause suicide. Rook is, what do we call him? A troll. What's a troll? Another word for a bully. So I took offense to him making a scene about suicide. About suicide. And let me tell you why. Because when I went to Cedar Point with my best friend years ago, we came back from that trip. And the next day, my girlfriend at the time's mother, when I got home from shopping, said, Rick, you need to sit down. And here I thought I was in trouble. I'm like, what did I do now? Why is my girlfriend's mother telling me I need to sit down for this? So she sat me down, and she told me that friend that I had just spent the last day with at Cedar Point, which if you guys don't know what that is, it's an amusement park, probably the best amusement park in the world, which is in Sandusky, Ohio. Anyway, she sat me down and she told me that my friend is dead, that I had just spent the last 2 days with at Cedar Point. And I believe he committed suicide. So that's why that takes major, when I see that word, it takes major impression upon me and I react to it. But I got banned because I responded to Rook making a scene about suicide. I inboxed Doo-Wop and Daddy, which who the hell is that guy? Why is he in the Hall of Fame? Speaking of that, and forget the Hall of Fame too, but what a joke. Whose alt is Doo-Wop and Daddy, and why did this guy like... He had to either report me or the mods were stalking me, one or the other. I'm not sure which happened, but who is that guy anyway? But anyway, I inboxed him, and then I get banned. I inboxed him saying that I wanted him to ask Rook if Rook was going to change after making the scene about suicide, because, listen, fools, he's a troll, he's a bully, so if he's going to be making a scene about suicide, the logical thing would be that he, if he actually cared, would be that he would change his character and not no longer be a bully or a troll and actually be nice to people and not try to cause them suicide or suicidal thoughts. But that's not him, and that's not the situation, and that's exactly why I wanted the question asked. Because, I mean, Rook making a scene about suicide would be like if Jeffrey Dahmer was still alive making a scene about cannibalism, you know, and then like leaving a number. If you're having thoughts about being eaten, give me a call. And leaving his number. That is what the equivalent of what Rook Leap making a suicide scene was to me. Complete bullshit, if you want to be frank about it. Complete bullshit. So then they go into my inbox and ban me. I thought inbox was off limit, my private area. You can't mess with it. It has nothing to do with a no contact clause. They made that rule up afterwards anyway. I had never heard of it. I don't know where that even came from. So that right there was total shit. And all my other bans, if you look back, would all be me reacting to people because they were attacking me. And when you're attacked, if you don't have protection from people in charge, which I was hoping would be the case, which never occurred, if you don't have that protection, you then must respond either by ignoring the attacks or confronting the attacks. Me? I confront the attacks. We all knew that about me. We all know that about Ricky. I never made it that to be a secret. We all knew that I am the type that isn't going to be pushed. It's not just going to take it. I mean, what do you expect? Me to sit back and be a good little boy? Was I supposed to be a good little boy? Yeah. Let's try again on that one. So, what I guess we're getting to here is I want my bands reviewed. And if any of them came up where I was reacting to attacks or hatred or ostracization, tough to say that word, a tongue twister, being ostracized. If any of it came to, there was reason why I did what I did, which will be every time because there's always a reason why I do what I do. I want them bands stricken, removed from my record, and I would like another chance back in WU with a clean slate. And you know what? Keep all them people away from me if you want to. I don't want nothing to do with them. If there are people who have issue with me, I'm asking you GMs of the game, and I'm asking you moderators of the game, keep them people the fuck away from me. You hear me? Because I was never the problem. If you keep them off of me, away from me, there's nothing that I'm going to be reacting to. You get what I'm saying? All the other people I get along with fine. And there's no problem. And there is no issue. But for me to be banned because a bunch of fools can't get me out of their head, and they still think of me, even though I've been, what, I've been banned for like a year and a half, 2 years, they still think of me. They still fucking come at me. They still can't get it out of their head. They still call me names. It's still up in them, man. They've never forgiven anything, and they won't. So keep them away from me. I mean, that's not hard, is it? Keep them off me. Keep them away from me. Put them in their corner. And just let me be. Just let me be. And there's no issue. Hall of Fame goes. Let's get into that. Because that was a big issue, too. As far as the Hall of Fame goes, well, you know, that was my fault. I took it too far. It was my goal. I wanted to get in it. I talked about it too often. I approached it too often. It became my number one concern, and it drove me nuts, basically, because they refused to even give me a chance to get into that thing. My fault in the issue was I pushed it too far, and I did take that one too far, and I said too many things. However, that was my part of the fault. Where I'm going to say that other people were the fault is that Hall of Fame is fraud. That Hall of Fame is not legit. It's just a storyline, which I've been told. It is not made up of the best people in the game. It's just made up of who they want to put in it. So basically what I'm getting at is that is a fraud hall made up of fraud people with fraudulent ideas and biased people in it. So what I'm getting at is the fault of the people that made that hall relevant or gave it any ground, that's on you. To put that hall on a pedestal and try to actually give it relevance or legitimacy is your fault. Anybody that did that is your fault. Because you should never have gave that hall any legitimacy or relevance in that game whatsoever. That's on you. If you're one of the people that did that, that is on you. And that's, you did that, and you gave me the idea of that. If people would have just said that Hall is bullshit and gave it no relevance or no legitimacy from the jump, I would have just rolled my eyes at it. Like, oh, no big, you know. But anybody that gave that Hall legitimacy or relevance, you're wrong. You people are wrong for doing that. So that's where I got to stand on that. So, like, if I did come back, I would just say, screw that Hall. But at the same time, you people that give it relevance, man, you got to check yourselves. You really have to check yourselves on that one. Like, just tell it what it is. And I wish the Will and Kevin would come right out and say, this Hall is just a storyline. It's not real. The people in it are not the best in the game. They're just people that got in it. That's where the management needs to come in. The management needs to come out and let everybody know, straightforward, this Hall is not legit. And that will clear up all the problems with that. You know what I'm saying? Like that. You know, and they're part of the problem too, because if they gave it legitimacy by not doing that. They need to do that. They need to do that. They need to take that Hall and let it be known this is not what represents who the best in the game is. That has to be a known fact. And if you make that a known fact, boom, solves everything. Solves everything. Because then there's no confusion. There's no people getting big heads because they got in it. There's no rubbing it in people's faces who are not in it. There's no, I mean, you can solve all these things. You know, that's on you. And it's also on you to either allow me to attack back or to not allow attacks upon me. One or the other. I shouldn't get banned or in trouble for responding to people coming at me. I mean, the game is a wrestling game, right? We're supposed to do trash talk. We're supposed to. So if I'm responding to haters, hey, gloves off, right? Gloves off. Why am I getting in trouble for that? I mean, if they're saying, especially if they're saying lies about me, making up rumors, like I said, rumors are carried by haters, spread by fools, and accepted by idiots. Said that right from the top. So, if any of that's going on, I deserve the right to respond. I should not have to just sit there, keep my mouth shut. Shut your mouth. Shut the fuck up. That's the name of the show. I shouldn't have to do that. Not when people are coming at me. There's no, I mean, we can ask people in the game, how would they react if someone was coming at them? Are they, I mean, everybody's going to be different. Some people might just walk away. Some people might just walk away. Some people might pat him on the back. Give him a hug. I mean, maybe I'll do that, you know. Ah, yeah, hate me. Give me a hug. You know, hate you so much. Hug you, dude. Like, whatever, like. No big deal. Because, like, to be honest, I mean, getting out of, like, my manager, Ricky, like, I'm good. I'm loving it, man. I'm going to college. Just everything's going good with me. Ever since I got banned, a really famous girl in the game that used to hate upon me became my girl now for the game. So that's going good too. I've been spending time with lovely ladies in the hot tub. Everything's going good with me. Everything's going good. Like, everything is kosher. Everything's wonderful. A utopia. So there's, like, no problem. Like, I'm happy in the game. I'm happy not in the game. not being in the game is giving me peace of mind because I haven't had people up my ass all the time, driving me crazy, talking shit, spreading lies, spreading those rumors, having to deal with it, all the constant bullshit that goes on in WU, and you all know what it is. I haven't had to deal with that for a long time now, and that's cool. You know, I love it. I mean, with that said, I would like to be able to come back, though, and, like, once in a while hop on and see how things are going, say a few things, maybe not say a few things, say hi to somebody, not say hi, you know, that type of stuff. No big deal. Possibly get in USL or some other thing. Maybe. We don't know. But that's going on. And even further into the Hall of Fame, I have no worries about that because I'm going into the Hall of Fame in there one way or another because I have plan A and I have plan B. I have a loophole to get into that Hall of Fame. If the loophole has to happen, the loophole has to happen. Then I get in and nothing anybody can do, but you guys can't stop me from going in. That's the beautiful part of the picture. The people that try to keep me out can't. They cannot keep me out of the Hall of Fame. Like, I'm going in one way or another. So, like, you might as well either just do it. Not, I mean, don't do it. I don't care. Be you guys. Just don't do it. I don't care. I'm going in one way or another. So that's not even like a thought in my mind because I have the peace of mind of knowing I'm going in. I already know for a fact. There's nothing that the Hall of Fame can do to keep me out of that Hall of Fame. There's not one thing. They have no power over me. They have no possible way to prevent it. So with that being said, I already know I'm going in. That's wonderful. They can congratulate me on the day that it happens. Boom. I love it. Beautiful. So anyway, as I ramble here, let's just play another song, baby.
Her feet in the water, she waves. Her beauty never fades. She made the top 10 list. All the other girls are pissed. 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 When they look at her, they make a fist. She is the most beautiful to ever exist. Yeah, you get the gist. She could pitch a softball with the flick of the wrist. The look in her eye for the first time we kissed. She is. Wearing short skirts, licking her lips as she flirts. Breaking hearts till it hurts, sucking on a skirt. Her phone blowing up with all the kinds of alerts. She has that look in her eye, showing off her thighs. Never say goodbye, never ask why. She's like a cherry pie, drinking rock and rye. Oh my, she is as hot as the sun. All kinds of fun, she is a loaded gun. You better start to run. She is the number one, she is just like honey. Making lots of money, making love like a bunny. She's so funny, yeah, she's so funny. She's got the titty that perks, the hand that jerks, the mouth that smirks, the booty that twerks, the body that works. She is wearing shades, marching in parades, walking along the beach, her feet in the water, she waves, her beauty never fades. She made the top 10 list. All the other girls are pissed. 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 When they look at her, they make a fist. She is the most beautiful to ever exist. Yeah, you get the gist. She could pitch a softball with the flick of the wrist. The look in her eye for the first time we kissed. She is. Wearing short skirts, licking her lips as she flirts. Breaking hearts till it hurts, sucking on a skirt. Her phone blowing up with all the kinds of alerts. She has that look in her eye, showing off her thigh. Never say goodbye, never ask why. She's like a cherry pie, drinking rock and rye. Oh my, she is as hot as the sun. All kinds of fun, she is a loaded gun. You better start to run. She is the number one, she is just like honey. Making lots of money, making love like a bunny. She's so funny, yeah, she's so funny. She's got the titty that perks, the hand that jerks, the mouth that smirks, the booty that twerks, the body that works. She is wearing shades, marching in parades, walking along the beach, her feet in the water, she waves, her beauty never fades. She made the top 10 list. All the other girls are pissed. 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 She's got the. She's got the titty that perks, the hand that jerks, the mouth that smirks, the booty that twerks. The body that works.
Damn. Rock on, baby. Excellent. So, like, they call you a round of golf because of all the holes in your game, bro. Exactly. Your game has so many holes in it. You just leak. You leak. You can't hang, baby. And you knew you couldn't hang with Ricky. So you had to take him out another way. That's weak, man. You guys don't want to face me in the ring? What? You knew I beat you. And I get it. I was cocky. I was arrogant. I ran my mouth. I called my shots, and then I succeeded at them. And then I let you know about it after succeeding at them. You guys really hated that, didn't you? You didn't like braggers. That's something I'd love to get to talking about. Why can't you people handle braggers? What about your life is it that you can't handle that? Do you have such insecurities about yourself that you can't handle somebody bragging and being confident in themselves? I think we've hit the nail on the head. The insecurities of people in WU are at a record high. An all-time high. Actually, no, it was all the time. It wasn't an all-time high. It was all the time. It was at an all-the-time. Not an all-the-time high. It was just at an all-the-time. You guys could not handle someone saying they're better than you and then proving it. repeatedly proving it. You couldn't handle someone who called their shots, made a scene, let it be known all over that they were going to win. And not only were they going to win, they were going to humiliate you while doing so. You really have an issue with a bragger. That's what it really boils down to. And since I was a bragger, you had to send people after me like trolls, because trolls couldn't stand braggers either, because they got issues. They got issues in their life. They just can't stand a bragger. So what is it about that? What is it about that that you guys just can't handle? I mean, I'm really tapping into the major issue here. Because you guys thought it was all about me. And sure, I'll take the blame. I responded. I reacted. I did everything I was accused of. I'm guilty. Proud of it. And I'd do it all over again. And I will if I get the chance. Not really. What I will do is hope that those people are away from me so I don't got to deal with it. And I will just remain calm. But I have no shame in what I did. I'm proud of it. Proud of myself. I stood up for myself. Everything I did there, I stood up for myself. You know, and a bunch of people ran and cried to the mods, this, this, and this. You guys wanted me out of the game. You got what you wanted. You got your wish. And I'm talking to you, Vagina Muscles. I'm talking to you, Tigress. I'm talking to you, Davila. I'm talking to you, Rook. I'm talking to you, Strangleheart. I'm talking to you, any son of a bitch in the Hall of Fame. You got me? Remain calm, people. Remain calm. What I'm saying is, because I talk trash, you had to make up, what was it again? Rumors are carried out by haters, spread by fools, and accepted by idiots. So there you go. The idiots accepted all of that. And because I bragged, that was my big sin. Let's face it. If I would have went on the game from the get and was like a mellow person who didn't run their mouth, didn't call their shots, didn't tell people exactly how it was going to be and then did it, if I wasn't that guy, I would never have got banned. I would never have had problems. You guys would have, hell, I probably wouldn't have even had the rumors made about me from the jump. Because that's where it really boils down to. That's what got under your skin, isn't it? Oh, I can feel it. I'm doing it right now. I'm getting under your skin. That's what it really was about. You just couldn't take it. And you couldn't stand somebody who said they deserve to be in the Hall of Fame, when in reality, that's exactly where they deserve to be. You guys just couldn't take it. Like in USL, when I said my stable's going to win the title. And then we did. What did you feel? How about in WUE when I won the tournament of all the people in the game that joined in the public tournament? And I got my item in the store. How did that feel? Come on, I'm being your psychiatrist now. How did that feel when Ricky kicked your ass and said he was going to? He did exactly what he said. How did that feel? Or how about when I was the only ever pay the price champion in Sacrifice Wrestling and I defended the title 3 times, winning 2 tournaments in a row, and then winning a pay-per-view match? How did that feel? Other people in that company. And then I even, before the company shut down, I went on and made scenes game-wide, and I challenged anybody to join. I wanted the 3rd tournament. I wanted anybody in the game to join because I wanted to do it again, but this time not only against Sacrifice, but against the entire WU roster. That's what I wanted. But Sacrifice then shut down, and I never got that opportunity. I was also promoting Sacrifice at that time. That's promotion. You guys understand promotion? Promotion's good. So that's what happened there, and that was lovely, but you guys just can't stand a bragger. And whose issue is that mine? The bragger? Or is that yours? Can't handle a bragger. I would say it's your issue. Because anybody brags to me, I have no problem with it. Why do you got a problem with it? With bragging? Why do you got to be so devious and dirty to make up lies about me and make it, you made it so people wouldn't even want to be friends with me in the game. You told people not to be friends. Dinklage, another person who didn't get banned when he should have got banned for being a dick. Let's just face it. Dinklage, Rook, all them pricks should have been banned, but they never got banned. Tell me why. But it's just another guy who was so insecure about himself, he had to go around telling other people, you don't be friends with Ricky. Block him. Don't ban him. Block him. Don't be friends with him. Stupid idiot. And you let him get away with it. Like, this is what I'm talking about. This is the problem with the game. Like, you guys in control need to see that. Why? You do see this. And that's the bigger problem. You know what happens. I told you repeatedly, you know what happens, and you do nothing. You let Rook get away with everything. You let Dinklage get away with everything. You let You let vagina muscles get away with everything. You let all these people who run their mouths and, like, just cause problems get away with everything. And not only that, they get rewarded for doing so. Where are they now? Hall of Fame, Hall of Fame, Hall of Fame, except for Dinklage the Dork. Ah, my goodness. And no, I haven't been around, so maybe Dinklage got in the Hall of Fame. You get what I'm saying? All these rewards for morons. You just have to do it, don't you? You just have to do it, don't you? You can't stand a bragger, so then you got to send in these fools, these idiots, to go after the bragger, because they're a bragger. That's the only reason. Only sin I did was being a bragger, and I love it. You know, and I to anybody in the game I ever actually did something to, that felt I did something to, that I might even be unaware of, or I apologize. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. I'm sorry. And if I did mean to, I'm sorry still. Unless you deserved it, of course, and then I'm not sorry, but that's that, and that's something else. But like I said, if I did anything, and I actually, you know, if I legitimately did something to you that I shouldn't have, I am sorry. From the bottom of my heart, apologize. I apologize. But if my only sin to you was I was a bragger, fuck off. Like, legit, go drink a big bottle of fuck yourself. Like, legit. If that is the only thing I did to you was I bragged and you couldn't handle it because you're a little bitch, fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself and shut the fuck up, as the radio show says. Because that, wow, people. Like, I believe that is, like, the bottom of what most of the hate was from, too. That I was a bragger. People couldn't handle it. So they did whatever they could to run me out of the game. And they succeeded. They legit succeeded. They did everything they could. Now, Rook and I, we didn't even have a no contact. I mean, we didn't ask for it. We had a no contact clause, but we didn't ask for it, so... Mods, if people aren't asking for it, why? And even like with Vex, I said to end the no contact clause with her because I didn't want to deal with it anymore. Like, she had retired from the game. So I said, end the no contact clause. And they refused to do so, and she wasn't even in the game anymore. What are you doing? You do realize these no contact clauses, the only thing you are trying to use them for is to ban somebody. That's why I wanted the no contact clause with Vex ended, because I didn't want it used to ban me. I didn't want a no contact clause with Rook because I didn't want it used against me to ban me. And what did you do? Exactly that. You gave us a no-contact clause we didn't even ask for. We did not ask for that no-contact clause. And then what do? You use it against me. And here we are. So, and then you use a shady inbox. I mean, you guys were pretty shady on how you got me out of the game. I got to give you credit. You tricked me. You tricked me pretty good. You got me out of the game. Congratulations. Congratulations on that. You know, it took a lot. People were at it for years trying to get me out. And finally, I slipped one time, and you got me. Way to go. Bravo. Round of applause. Round of freaking applause. You got me out. And all my haters, you wanted it. Congratulations to you. You probably threw a party. It was a wonderful day, and it's been a wonderful, how many months it's been? I don't even know. Year and a half, probably. I don't need, just a guess. Been a wonderful time for you guys. An absolute wonderful time for you guys. But, you know, congratulations. Good for you, man. If that's what you wanted, you got it. Will I ever be able to come back? Maybe, maybe not, probably not. I don't know. It'll all depend on what they say about it, what they think about it. But just frustrating on how shady that was that got me out. The whole, I mean, from the suicide scene to the inbox to the no contact clause, it was just a pile of a whirlwind of events that all led to my ban. A whirlwind, man. It took this, this, and this. Like, all the pieces had to fall in place. And they fell in place. And there you go. So, congratulations. That said, my ass is getting in the Hall of Fame. Fuck you. You can't do nothing about that. My ass is getting the Hall of Fame. Fuck you. Will I be back? Who knows? Well, I'll be back. And if I am, I'll be a different person. Because fuck you too. I'll avoid your ass. Fuck you. I don't want nothing to do with you. Because, like I said, they call you a round of golf because all the holes in your game, brah. Your game is full of holes. Rolling your eyes. Maybe you'll find a brain back there, but I doubt it. So let's go to another song.
Walking on my skin again and again. Oh my, my. My signing bonus was quickly spent, so I'll beat my meat like I'm a fucking butcher.
Unattended campfire. I light up the entire forest with your hate. That's right, baby. The entire forest with your hate. And two things. Where have you been all my life? Can you please go back there, fucker? Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's okay to stir the pots, the shit pots. But you have to lick it with a spoon. Lick the spoon. Lick the spoon, baby. Anyway. Happy 4th again. Pendants Day. Fireworks are going to boom. Fireworks going. Excellent. So. What else did you want to say to Ricky? What is on your mind with Ricky? What did you do? What did you do? What did you do to Ricky? You people can apologize at any time now. That's the other thing, man. Everybody in WU, you guys have a real issue with apologizing. You don't like braggers, and you can't stand to apologize. Especially when we all know you're wrong. When you do wrong, it's okay to apologize. It's okay to have empathy. And that's another thing you guys don't have anything of. I mean, how many of you really showed empathy for anyone? Any of you? Raise your hands. Raise your hands, empathy people. Yeah, fuck you. None of you. Not one of you. Shut the fuck up. Not one of you. You guys are all a bunch of assholes. You have no empathy for anybody. It's all about you, you selfish little pricks. All right, I'm being a little harsh. I'll be a little harsh. It's not, you're not all that bad. You're not all that bad. Some of you, though, you son of a bitch, selfish little pricks. Some of you, for sure. But work on your empathy. Work on your apologizing. Work on, you guys have a lot to work on, you know. Seriously, like, do you guys have people skills? Do you know what? Do you socialize a lot? Because you got to work on it. I mean, you're good with your little groupies and your little crew, your little plastic friends. You know, you're really good with your Barbie doll girls. But you're not good with everybody. And if you still don't like me, but you watch everything I do, Bitch, you're a fan. You guys are my fans. You are my fans. If you don't like me still, but you pay attention to every little thing I do, you're a fan. I mean, let's just make that clear. You're no longer a hater. You're a fan. Welcome to my fan club. You guys are members one through a zillion. All of you bastards. But, hey, I appreciate you, so rock on. And I never insulted anyone in WU. I simply described them. You don't like my description? Well, change it. If you don't like my description of you, change yourself. I mean, really. Like, I never insulted anybody in WU. I only described them the way they really were. So, if you don't like my description, if you don't like the truth, fix yourself. Look in the mirror. Why did I call you that? Why did I say that about you? What were you doing? Take responsibility amongst yourself. You know, I took responsibility for my actions. I'm paying the price. What about you? Do you take responsibility for anything? Like, what did you do wrong? Don't worry about me. I mean, you guys always focus on me, which is beautiful because that's a beautiful thing to look at. But focus on yourself. What did you do wrong? What is your problem? Where is your failures? What is your downfalls? What were your mistakes? You know, because everything was about Ricky. What did Ricky do?
Ricky did this. My friend told this friend that friend, and then this friend said that Ricky did this, and I don't like him because 10 friends down the line said that he did something.
Fuck you.
Like,
come on. If I didn't do anything to you personally, who cares? Tell that friend to, what's the name of the show? Shut the fuck up. Like, if you don't like me because of what your friend said about me, what does that say about you? You following bastard. Grow up here. Be an individual. Stop being a follower. Stop being in the crowd. Don't do these dumbass clicks. Dumbass clicks. Dumbass clicks, Kindred. Dumbass click. Any other click, dumbass. NMOD, I don't know much about you guys, but why do you got to have a group? So does dumbass click. Does dumbass click. No clicks. You know, and all you people, let's be freaking honest. All you people that get on Skype or Facebook Messenger or any other source, then just run to each other, talk your little rumors to each other, like, Ricky did this, and Bruce the Shark did this, and Billy did that, and Bob did that, and Samantha, oh my God, she's such a hoe. Shut the fuck up. Like, you people spreading rumors are such a problem. Like, I just don't understand how anyone could be a part of that. Why are you a part of that? Like, you don't know this person. Like, I bet you, like, Kendrick, let's bring them for example. You had Griffith. You had Amadeus. You had Judgment. You had a bunch of people who didn't even know me who were talking about me like they did. Fuck you. You know, like, seriously. If you were sitting there talking about me like you knew me and you don't know me, you're a fan, for one. Because you're giving me a lot of attention on a person you don't know. And two, fuck you because you are basing your thoughts and opinions upon bullshit. And Mithras, let's call you out. If you're listening to Vagina Muscles on anything, fuck you. Vagina Muscles is full of shit. There's multiple people that have said she's full of shit. And she plays nicey-nice to certain people. That's cool. And that's a lot of people in the game. Boy, they really know how to play nicey-nice to the right people. They really know how to kiss that ass, suck up, be perfect angels to the right people. But that's not them. That's them. That's their fake showing. That's their fake side. The real side is what is shown to people like Ricky Hot Rock. That's when you really know somebody. That's when you really know their character. How much of a prick they are. How much of a liar they are. How much of a trouble causer trying to manipulate a situation they are. Vagina muscles. You're a great manipulator. You manipulated Mithras into thinking that I should be out of the game. Wonderful. You're really good. Congratulations again. You fucking passed that one, you champ. You fucking passed that one, you champ. You even convinced Viper King not to be my friend anymore because you're a son of a bitch. Gotcha. Now I'm going to calm down. Woo-ha. Woo-za. Calm down, Ricky. Calm down. Woo-ha. Vagina muscles is just over there. Just let her be. She convinced Viper King not to be my friend anymore because he was in her stable and she's a piece of shit. Basically, anybody that would do that is a piece of shit. She acted like she was trying to help me when she, in reality, she was just trying to get me to do what she wanted me to do, and I refused. So then she turned on me the moment she got in the Hall of Fame, like a lot of people do when they get in the Hall of Fame. They go from being an actual person with actual thoughts to, I don't know, I don't even know what to call it, a Hall of Famer, like a dumbass. They switch into a pile of shit. The moment they get that, but she was fake to me anyway. She was never trying to help me. She was never my friend. And then for her, Mithras, come on, bro. You really think Vagina Muscles is telling you any ounce of truth? Look who she rolls with. Davila, Rook, Tigress, all the mean girls that I called in the game. You know what they were about. They were about one thing, trying to run me out of the game and be pieces of shit. Every last one of them. They were up to no good. Their only cause was to cause me trouble. Their only cause was to cause me headaches. To get under my skin, to come at me. That's all they wanted to do. And guess who else was behind them? Lady Vex. Lady Vex from afar. Because we had a no contact clause, so she didn't do it from the near. But behind the scenes, I know damn well 100% Lady Vex was one of them assholes. Mean girls. It's all the same shit. All the same people. And they all get their way. Every one of them gets their way. Which one of them was not in the Hot Tigress? Only one, but since I've been gone, she might have got in. I don't fucking know. Whatever. If she hasn't got in yet, she's bound to. Whatever. Because you guys reward piles of shit in the game. I don't even know how many times I got to say it. That's another one of the problems. Like, the people who deserve to be banned and giving the big F you to get the rewards. Like, give me a break, man. Like, all these people, man. And all you bitches and the mean girls, please move away from the sunlight. I hate the smell of burning plastic. You plastic son of a Barbie doll bitches. Fake motherfuckers. Frauds. Frauds. You know, I ran a lot of lists in the game, wrestler rankings and whatnot. You know, I knew a lot about the people in the game. Like, anybody could have came to me. I could have told you who was good, who was bad, who was up to no good, who was up to this. I had all the deets. I had all the deets. So when I tell you somebody's a pile of shit, you damn well better believe they are. Because I knew all the details. I got it firsthand. I dealt with their true character. And when you guys talk about this guy had a good wrestling, fuck that. These people did not have good wrestling characters. Their character was shit. From Rook to Vagina. Shitty character. Like, give me a break. Arr, I'm a pirate. I have a good character. No, you're a sucky ass piece of shit. Rook, I don't even want to go. You already know your role. You already know what you are. So there's no need to even go there again. So, I mean, the truth shall set you free. The truth is the truth. God, you know you are assholes. Everybody knows it, honestly. I mean, that's the real fun part about it. Is I sit here and I make these claims. Everybody knows I'm telling the truth. Like, there'll be people that deny it. But everybody knows what I'm saying is 100% accurate. Accurate. Like a freaking basketball free throw contest where somebody hits 100 from 100 from the line. That's how accurate. 100 for 100. 1,000 for 1,000 from the line. It doesn't matter. Accurate. Hit the bullseye. I do. Yes. It's just amazing how these people get away with everything they get away with. And everybody knows the honest truth about it. So let me ask you, whose fault is that? If we all know the truth and these people get away with it, but yet I get punished, what do you call that? Is that biased? Is that called biased? If we all know the reality of who's doing what, we all know that I'm a reactionary person who said so many times. I let it be known I'm a reactionary person. And I stand up for myself. I stood up for myself the entire time in WU. And I also felt that I had to do more than anybody in WU because I had to prove myself beyond anything that anybody else did. Which, cool, you pushed me. You pushed me to be a champion. You pushed me to be successful. Thank you. Thank you for that. A lot of people never understood that. There was one time a long time ago in a scene, I believe, I don't remember who made it, but they asked the question, who do you want to thank for your success? And at that time, I said Malice. And Malice didn't know what the fuck I was talking about. So let me explain, but that he don't even realize. I mean, that was so long ago, you don't even remember at this point. But at that time, I said Malice because Malice was somebody that gave me motivation to be the best. So I thanked him for giving me that motivation because he's such an asshole. Being an asshole can motivate people to defeat your little asshole ass. See, and like I listened to the Truth Show and Crypto was on there. And Crypto said that he liked to go up against the trolls and defend people against the trolls and whatnot. And that's the same with me. And that's another area where I got into trouble on the game is I stood up to trolls and bullies against people they were attacking. I helped the people they were attacking. And that's too few and far in between in WU also. You guys need to stop standing by the frickin' beach and watch somebody drown. You need to help out. If you see bullies attacking, stop standing idle. And worse yet, you asshole that jump in to help the bully, fuck you, you weak ass son of a bitch. You are weak. I mean, there is nothing weaker than somebody who gangs up, teams up with somebody who's attacking somebody, a bully that's attacking somebody. You have to be a weak son of a bitch to join bullies in attacking somebody else. Ensure the numbers, they are outnumbered. I mean, that's a coward. That is weak. You are pathetic. Pathetic. Nothing could be more weak than that. And there was a lot of weakness to be seen. A lot of complacency. A lot of people who stood by and just watched idly as things went down. You guys could have stood up. There was not enough standing up. You guys don't know how to stand up. You don't stand up. You leave it on the person being attacked. And you just, you have no empathy, man. No, back to that. No empathy and no compassion. Compassion for people, man. Like, when we go on to a game, an app to play, we're there to have a good time and enjoy ourselves. We're not there to be stressed out. We're not there to be attacked. We're not there to have a worse time than if we didn't get on. We're there to have a better time. We're there to use our imaginative, creative juices to create this wrestler or whatnot and to have a good time with it, with each other. You know, like, and that should be allowed. That should be the main thing. That should be, and people should help people do that. It shouldn't be a, we're going to ruin your time here. You know, and that's what a lot of people were doing. They wanted to make somebody's time as miserable as possible, as opposed to the opposite of what they should have been doing, and that is giving them a chance to have the best time and experience in WU as they possibly could. You know, you can't have a great experience when you are nonstop being just attacked and called dumbass shit that stands no ground. And, like, people hold on to shit for years that they need to just let go. Like, let it go, man. Like, seriously. You know? And it's okay if people didn't like me. Not everybody has good taste. Not everybody has good taste. So if people didn't like me, I'm sorry. Maybe work on your taste a little bit. Maybe you can work on which type of flavor of ice cream you like better. You know, I mean, if you don't like vanilla ice cream or strawberry ice cream, that stuff is really good. So I got to ask you, why don't you like vanilla ice cream? Maybe work on you. You know, if you don't like me, it's because of your taste. So work on you. Maybe you can start to like strawberry ice cream in the future. Maybe there's something you're missing about strawberry ice cream. That's you. That's your problem. Like, you don't like me. You don't like strawberry ice cream. What? Work on it. Work on it. I mean, that's cool. I mean, it's all good. It's okay. But, you know, that's just your taste. And as long as that's clear, you know, we can go. We can go to a next step. Your taste has the problem. You have to have better taste. You know, your taste buds were boggled down in WU by a bunch of ass clowns. That's all you've been tasting is ass clown ass. So you're used to that taste, and you like it. You're like, ooh, I like the taste of Rook's ass. I like the taste of, I don't know, what's another? Jabu. I like the taste of Malice's ass. You like all these ass tastes, but, you know, that's your problem. Like, if you don't like me, maybe it's your taste buds suck. Like, quite honestly, your taste buds suck. I like Dinklage the Imp. He's really good taste. No, fuck off. Your taste buds suck. That's what you need to work on. Like, you need to work on your liking of strawberry ice cream and chocolate ice cream, vanilla ice cream, whatever flavor you didn't like before, and you're liking that Dinklage the Imp ass taste, you need to work on it. That's you, man. I can't do nothing about that except for try to let you know that your taste buds are the problem. And then maybe you can work on that. Maybe you can work on your problem. Or I guess you could tell me what it is you don't like about me, and if I feel it's legit, I could work on it. You know, because I'm not perfect. In the ring, maybe. But I'm not perfect. I have flaws. I'm human. I make mistakes. I apologize for those mistakes. You know, thing is, like, I have flaws, so I could work on those. If you're willing, but the thing is, a lot of you guys weren't ever willing to give me the chance, so there was no point in it. You know, that's the problem. The people who were so against me just never, they were just against me to be against me. Like, there was no reason to it. There was just no rhyme to it. And if there was a reason to it, they certainly didn't approach me with it to let me know. And if it was a bullshit, oh, you did this to the, no, I wasn't going to listen to that. So, if it was like this room, back to the rumors. Rumors are carried by haters, spread by fools, and accepted by idiots. So if you're one of those idiots that were like, you did this to this person, and I hate you, Ricky, oh my God, then we were just probably never going to get anywhere anyway because you were stuck on stupid. You were stuck on stupid, and that's on you. There's nowhere I can go with that. There's nowhere anyone could go with that. If that was your problem, your situation, your issue, well, that was on you. And I mean, la-di-da, that was, maybe it would have been cool if something could have been fixed about it, but I mean, when that is the problem, I don't know what you didn't even have a problem with me, you just had a problem with what someone said about me and you believed them? Like, I mean, maybe we can work there. Like, why did you believe them? Like, where did it come from? I mean, they're your best friend, so you believe. I mean, come on, man. Like, if I didn't do anything to you, like, you're just basing off of, like, the air, man. Like, it doesn't go anywhere. It doesn't do anything. Like, you need to have an actual foundation to your claim to even have me say, hey, Ricky, you did this. I didn't like it. Can you work on it? Maybe I could work on it. Like, if you actually had a legit claim that I did to you, like, hey, I didn't like how you said fuck off to me, Ricky. Okay, I'll work on it. I was, you know, like, I could work on that. I didn't like how you beat me in the match and you laughed. All right, I'm sorry I laughed. All right, I did something. If I actually did something to you, and you can come to me, and we could work on it, you know. But that was never the case for the most part. There was never I actually did something to somebody. It was just always you did something to this person, who also said that this person, and then this person said that person, and blah blah blah. Yeah. And so far on down the line. I mean, and when that's the situation, I can't do nothing about it. That's on you guys. Like, there's no hope. There's no hope when it's all bullshit like that. So, rock on, baby.